This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Drake and Amir!
Nothing can stop me, I'm up!
Yeah, Ireland! What up, Dublin?
I got what you need, shut it, what you want.
Oh, bad dance. So white, oh, yeah. All right. How's it going, everybody?
Hello, my boy.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's our time.
Now I'm okay. Hey, everybody. How's it going? For those of you who doesn't know who we are, who's here, and they're like, why are we here? Why are we in a tent? Everybody knows? Okay, great.
Thank God. A lot of inside jokes here. Okay, so we're good to start.
God, you know what people say to me a lot? And let me know if you agree.
That you're a limp-dicked loser. a timid little Jew coward boy. A frail-wristed miser.
Yeah, I was gonna be like, they compliment my glasses.
Oh. No, they are really... That's one of my favorite things about you. All the other
Have
stuff
you heard
is
the,
also...
the limp dick juke cock thing before?
Is Why, that what... Yeah. Well, I started it, but I feel like everybody was kind of on board.
They say when we come on stage or when I talk to them in a foreign country, they say, you sound a lot more American in real life. Do you guys get that vibe right now?
Do we sound American?
Which is so odd because we're British on the podcast. For it to come out. How many Peters in the crowd right now? Raise your hand, please. Raise your hand, a Peter or Thomas. Anybody. Just one
really
Peter.
Peter?
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 Who thinks that we're nailing an Irish accent?
Who thinks? One Peter, one Peter.
Oh, yes, you are.
Two Peters. I taught your father, Peter. And your mother, Peter.
Sorry, who
she
is
went
this?
Peter, Peter. Peter, Peter.
So this is Peter's tater.
Peter's tater. Peter's father was a tater.
Peter's
grandfather.
Peter's grandfather was a...
A faded potato.
A faded potato.
Yeah, from Decatur.
He was from...
Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur, yeah.
They moved to... Later.
They later moved.
To from Decatur. From Decatur.
To North Decatur.
To North Decatur. On a potato. They drove
a potato.
On a potato.
It's amazing. Peter, what a story you have. You should be up here.
God.
Wow.
From start to finish. I love that story. Jake and I have been walking around Dublin just reading signs in our Irish accents.
Yeah, and we have not made any friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made me think, are there any Irish people walking around America like trying to talk like cowboys or dead Indians or...
Because we actually take offense to that.
Yeah, that's actually... It's like, we can make fun of our moms, but you can't. Mm-hmm. So, like, we can make
and
fun
actually,
of you.
And actually, you shouldn't make fun of my mom. You made fun of my mother?
No, I was just...
What did you say about her?
I didn't say anything
about
her.
What could you possibly say about... Your mother's a whore.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But as long as we're just... attacking... my mom's a saint. Yours is a... she's a gutter woman. I'm sorry. What else?
Jesus.
Who here's from out of town?
Us, I guess.
Your mother is a serpent-tongued slut.
She's a snake that whores herself out.
A filleting snake.
Oh, not everybody.
Can you imagine getting a blowjob from a snake? You could really get it deep throated.
Yeah, of course. Even a little garter.
Oh yeah, you could.
Because it can unhinge its jaw.
Uh-huh.
And swallow you
That's
whole.
The uncensored version of the Bible, actually.
Yeah.
Adam skull fucked the serpent.
And God was like, "Was this Eve's idea?"
Yes, God.
I'm going to punish Eve.
All right, dude. I thought it was fucked up, too. Because
the snake is blowing you. But it was Eve's
100%
idea.
100% Eve. Honestly, kick us both out.
Are you sure? All right. You're so noble, Adam.
Yeah, Adam's
God is naive.
And that's what this show's about.
Because, no, lock the
door. The Lord's naivete.
Smoke. Oh shit, there's another exit. All right, you guys could use that one.
This is, do you guys know that this is our first time ever in Dublin? Not just doing comedy, it's our first time ever in Ireland.
That's right.
Is there anything that we should, is there anything that we should know?
Get out.
Get out?
Oh, that guy was just a heckler. He wasn't listening to our question.
He just hates our podcast.
He just hates us.
He didn't like the skull fucking a snake bit. That's honestly fair.
Somebody was like, what have you done in Ireland so far? Because we've been here for like 2-3 days, and we haven't really done much. We walked around.
Our goal was to sort of blend in like we were locals.
Yeah.
So we've been just depressed in our apartment for the last 2 days.
Yeah, I've grown pale, and I have a pretty bad diet. I've been eating mainly carrots and potatoes, a pint of Killian's Irish Red, and most of all...
You guys even have Killian's Irish Red? Do you have Killian's
beer? We stole your voice and stole the beer.
Killian's Irish Red is a very popular Irish beer in America. Do you guys know Killian? He's doing very well in the States.
Killian's making a Killian overseas. Y'all should join him.
You're the only Irish person that ever said y'all.
Oh, no, I'm from Texas.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Peter. I hate Mexicans down there. Yes, Peter.
Can't get enough.
Of hating Mexicans.
This is Trump country.
Yeah, you guys like Donald Trump here? Woo! Good. A tent full of Cruz supporters.
Finally.
I can get behind y'all.
So hard to find a Kasich fan in Dublin, but here we are.
So should we tell everybody about the podcast?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
What's the matter? Oh, you want to have a little mustering up the courage?
Yeah, because it's stronger here. I don't know if you guys know, but whiskey's an American creation. Oh.
Whoa. Ooh. Good man. Good. Oh, he's going to throw up. Here it comes.
And a potato. Thank you so much. A full potato. I mean, you guys are familiar. This is an advice podcast. It's a show. You download, you put it on your phone. The way it works is people from all around the globe, not just Ireland.
It's mostly New York and Massachusetts.
Yeah. So. Will write us in. They're confused. They're scared. They're seeking our wisdom, our guidance. Why do they find it in us? I don't know. I'm just a 33-year-old. What'd you call me? Timid, limp dick, Jew cock?
Yeah. Frail miser. Yeah.
And this is my friend over here, Jake. And
I'm strong.
The show. We call him Strong Jake. It's a bad nickname.
But also timid.
It's a show we record in our... It used to be in our house. Now we have a little office studio situation, which is pretty fly.
Yeah, it's actually really, really chill.
But sometimes we record intense. Sometimes we record intensely. Sometimes we record with 200 of our closest friends all crowded around the stage. So thank you guys so much for coming to the show.
Thank you for being here.
And should we
have a seat?
Start answering questions?
Yes.
We might as well. I mean, we're only here for so long. Whew, this is it.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, now I can see these
people. Sturdy chair.
Yeah. You guys do good.
Look at this front row right here. Hey, all these handsome people. You're the dude that gave me the...
head.
The You blew me outside, right?
Sir, you blew me away with your...
Dude, stand up.
With your throat.
Come on, everybody wants to know you. Which dude blew me outside. Yeah.
And of course, it's the guy that looks like me.
You,
because you have some fucking fetish.
You gave me mead. Do you guys know what mead is?
It's what you guys give to Americans to prank them, right? It's a bottle full of your own pee-pee. But the silly Americans drink it up like a pint of the Killian's Irish Red.
Da da da. Is there an Irish fight song that you guys all know?
We don't fight. We flight.
Like a soccer song. Are there any? Is there a Gaelic song that everybody knows?
A chant of sorts? A shanty chanty?
What did he say? Wait, what did he say?
That's a fucking leprechaun, dude!
What?
That's what I'm telling you about!
He's got fucking gold, bro! Where's your rainbow, bitch?
Where's your rainbow, bitch, indeed? Do you guys know what he said, or is it... What is it? Oh, yeah.
The leprechaun?
Yeah. I don't know if he's calling us that, or...
I'm a leprechaun?
Dude.
You are
I think
wearing
it's
giant,
a compliment.
You are wearing giant green shoes.
Wait, does everyone know what he actually said?
Yes.
What was
okay,
it?
Okay, so what is it? Run us through the Gaelic... Oh, okay. You got
God,
that?
God, you guys are passionate. Do you know what he said? Will you say it into this microphone?
Wow, that guy's really strong. Jesus
Christ! Oh my
Christ!
Get on stage!
Holy shit!
Christ!
Oh, dude is buff!
Oh!
Oh!
Dude! Dude, you're fucking, you're popped out, man! I love it!
It's the milk!
Is it the...
Yeah, it's all the milk!
Milk, you're on milk diet?
Dave,
Dave, oh my God, I can see through him, he is translucent. Oh. Alright, so will you say what that dude said?
Onward Catagum Dalgadi on Lehareth.
And
onward, catacomb, doggity on letterus.
And what does it mean?
Can I go to the bathroom, please?
Really?
At least it's polite.
All right, that's cool. Get out of here, you strong motherfucker. Good Lord.
Jesus
Oh,
Christ.
You broke through the...
fucking superhero pose.
God damn.
Just three strong dudes on stage together.
I know. It's rare to meet a fan that has a body like ours.
Yeah.
Really
cool. One that's buff and cool as I.
Yeah. Is your dick all so thick, man?
You know it.
I do know it. You're right.
I saw that guy doing dick curls.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. He was 20 kilograms.
Yo, very good.
Thank you.
44 pounds American. All right. These are real emails from real people. I'm going to give them fake, ideally Gaelic names to preserve their anonymity. The first one was written by a dude. Does anyone have a dude's name? What do you hear?
I heard Crandis. This... Watch... My penis is going to be talking later. Okay. I'm just going to find a little balance right here. Okay. Yeah, do your thing. Read the email.
All right.
It was Crandis.
Crandis writes, I've been dating this chick from Tinder for about 5 months now.
Huh?
Nice, dude. Yes, dude. Yes, dude.
Yes, dude. Huh, dude.
After about 3 months, one day she gave me the keys to her apartment for helping her out with a little chore. And in this process, I found a desk in her apartment where she keeps her ex-boyfriend's pics. I'm talking about framed photographs, albums, photo booth strips, etc., etc. I also found two flash drives in that desk. Me being a 25-year-old insecure dweeb, I popped them in my laptop to see what's inside. Inside, I found her ex's dick pics, vacation pics, videos of her with other dudes kissing, hugging, making memories.
The worst thing you can make.
This turns into a Kodak ad. I know it was
remember
my...
Remember him?
I know. If you're making memories, why take the photo? That's his anger. All right. I know it was my fault to dig into her personal stuff. I had no right to at all. But after seeing all those, I don't feel special with her anymore.
Don't, this motherfucker.
But the connection with her still feels deep and special. Oh. She gave me a chance. She loves me and cares for me. She showed me what it's like to be loved, which never happened before. And every time I think of those good things about her, I can't help but rethink, well... She had all that with 10 other dudes before me, and it gets me depressed and feels like I could do much better. I talked about it several times with her,
and she says
she understands my pain. I said we should break up, but she cried and begged for me to stay because she's never found anyone.
Did someone just her crying?
She never found anyone like me before. On one hand, I feel finally On one hand, I feel like I finally found someone who's really cool, fun-loving, and someone who has a deep connection with me. But on the other hand, her past is a blizzard of dicks. And she has a serious problem. What do you suggest I do? Love, Crandis. Let's give it up for Crandis, everybody.
Crandis. Pouring out for Crandis.
Crandis wants to feel special, and he's not special anymore because his lady has been with other boys in the past.
I think Crandis is special.
How so is he special?
I think he's one of the more insecure loser assholes that we've ever heard from on the show.
Do you think that his lady friend gave him a key as a reward for a chore that he did?
As a reward? I think it was to accomplish
a chore. And then after he did the chore.
Yeah, it was like, hey, will you go bring this milk? What up, strong dude? Back to my apartment, and he was like, oh yeah, I don't want it to curdle. And then he went in and he was like, I found a desk.
A desk with memories everywhere.
Your memory desk.
What is this?
My main problem with this girl is that she's wasting frames. She's putting the framed photos in the desk. They should be removed from the frames, and then you don't have to buy new frames. There's no reason for a framed photo to be in a desk. Does that not feel like a little bit... Because the desk protects
the photo. I think you're focusing
photo.
On the wrong part.
Well, so is Crandis.
He's not thinking about the frames.
Yeah.
It's weird that she has the dick pics in the flash drive.
Is that weird?
Those
that
are
she
secret.
Has that?
No. Oh, you don't think it's weird? You keep X pics?
Well, I don't,
on flash dicks?
I don't specifically have a flash disc dick. Disc dick.
Yeah.
A dick disc.
A dick of
but
discs.
But I have, like... Well, it's all in the cloud now these days. But there are, like, you know, CDs or something of my...
Yeah,
ex.
CDs. Potato!
They started to applaud before you said potato.
Still counts.
Like, she just has a flash drive with lots of stuff. It's not like she specifically kept the dick pics.
Yeah.
By the way, if she did, that is also fine.
Are you a fan of throwing away? Like, when do you throw away all these? You date someone, let's say... Like, I've dated someone for 3 years. We have
congrats,
so many...
man. That's actually really special. Cheers.
Oh,
who's the lucky guy?
It's actually Peter.
Is it really? Shit,
that's
I didn't
right.
mean to deride homosexuality. I'm super happy for you guys.
I'm sorry I said who's the lucky guy in a sarcastic way.
Yeah, no, I actually really support it.
Who is the lucky guy, actually?
Who is the lucky, for me or for you?
No, for me.
For you?
Yeah.
Who is the lucky guy?
You're the lucky guy.
Really? I'll fuck him just to prove I'm not homophobic. Oh, actually, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I will.
I'll blow the dude if it meant I didn't hate gay people. Shit.
I do this for the rights. Treat me like a snake.
I'm a fucking serpent, dude.
A slimy little bottom feeder.
After dating somebody for so long, I have pictures of them and us together, and it's like, it feels so weird just being like, well, time to dump this photo album.
It feels almost like it takes more effort for me to, like, go take a flight to New York and a train to Connecticut to go through an old box so I can dump out my ex-girlfriend's pictures. That's like thinking about her way more than I should.
This is you explaining to your girlfriend who found the box.
Okay, well, I also saw the flash drives with lotion and Kleenex.
It takes more effort not to jerk off to old videos of us fucking.
No, there are a couple things in there that made me feel like he is... can I actually see this email?
You can sexually see it. Sorry. I mean, who talks like that? Peter. He wants to be special, which is sort of a funny thing.
All right, so here we go. One second.
Okay. We have all the
first
time
of all,
in the world.
He's mad at her for making memories, which is kind of like a default human thing.
Did you fucking remember, dude?
Wait a second. Wait, you remember your ex?
You legit remember him.
Could you picture his fucking face? You little hoe.
You know his name, don't you?
Here's my other problem.
he says
the
that he could
in the desk. I know.
He's thinking now that he could do much better. And he also explicitly stated up top that this is the first girl that ever made him feel love.
Yeah. He's a little virgin boy, and he refuses to find anyone who's been with somebody else before.
Just to refute a couple of things, you couldn't find anybody else, because you are a special kind of asshole. And if she is having a problem breaking up with you, like if you tried and she started crying, then like, well, let's just show her this email. Because then she'll definitely break up with you. And I think the world would be at a better place. The end. Cheers, everybody.
We have a question from a lady. Oh, my God.
I love imagining that guy's wearing a suicide vest that just didn't go off. That was the last thing you wanted everyone to hear. I fucking go out like that, man.
Guy at home later just eating cereal. I was 4 hours off.
Eating a croissant.
A suicide vest. That's funny.
It's actually not. Sorry. Croissant.
He was actually just ordering food. Does anybody have a female's? No, we'll use croissant.
Yeah. Croissant.
That was a really good accent, too.
Are you from French?
You're not.
Could have fooled me, bro.
It's roughly 38 degrees Celsius in here, right? We can agree on that.
Is anyone else hot as fuck? Great.
It is the heat of 200 people breathing a lot for an hour. We're inside of a mouth right now.
But hey, I'll be in a sauna with all my best friends from Ireland. What up? Hey, if y'all want to get naked, just say the word. Because J-With be dying to
I'll start with my pants so it's not illegals or nothing.
Or it's extra illegal.
Suicide vest. That was funny.
Hey, thanks, man.
Croissant!
Come on!
Croissant! Croissant! Fuck! Croissant! 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 It's just really hot on his body. Ah! Croissant!
He's a pterodactyl.
Croissant writes, there's this little girl in my class that I sit beside.
It's from a female. It's way less creepy than a female.
On the surface, she seems like a nice gal. Everyone likes her. She's very polite and kind. However, I sit beside her every day, and I know she's an awful person. She scowls at any jokes about Christianity. When people play rap music with swearing in it, or a movie with drugs, nudity, or violence, she starts saying that the music or film is bad, even though it's widely regarded as a masterpiece. She supports Donald Trump and has no problems with
America first.
And has no problems with Ted Cruz. She refused to watch a film because there was a transsexual in it and told me that she didn't want Disney to make a film that deals with homosexuality. The problem is, I'm the only one that knows any of this, because I sit beside her. How can I out her true colors to the rest of the class? Love, Croissant. Let's go up for Croissant.
I did not see it going there.
Yeah, she wants to know how to write an expose that deals with this lady that, once again, she sits besides. Yeah.
Well, is it morally correct to expose a bigot for being a bigot? Oh, whoever the fuck opened that door, leave it that way. Oh, my God. That breeze is beautiful.
Actually, we can take
can
these
mics off. Can you guys feel
off.
That?
Yeah. Oh, close the door. Comedy should be in a sweaty, hot box. We should want to laugh our way out.
Just eating a baked potato.
Live. She wants to.
He's right to ask, wife.
Liar. Why does she want to expose this lady that she sits behind side?
Because she wants everyone to know that this lady is a bigot.
Oh, it's her job to whistleblow.
Yeah.
To sit. Silence is no longer an acceptable course of action. It's kind of like the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement.
In what way?
Every day that...
Sorry, it's just...
Every day that I don't tweet that is another day that I support the opposition.
That you're complicit. Well, to be fair, you haven't tweeted blue lives or all lives matter.
I have a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
My account was hacked by this girl that croissant sits beside.
Well, do you think that this girl, do you think she deserves to be exposed as a Trump supporter?
That's a good question. I guess if you're a bad person, it's
which,
not...
let's be clear, you guys, politics aside, anyone who supports Trump is a bad person.
Yeah.
Inherently.
Or just dumb.
Or, yeah.
Sometimes you're nice and
but
dumb.
But you can be dumb and bad.
Yeah, sometimes you can be bad and dumb. Uh-huh. And sometimes you can be dad and bum.
My dad is a bum.
What?
My dad is a bum. My father is a hobo.
He's a what?
He's a hobo. A hobosexual.
He's a bindle.
Yeah, he has a bindle and rosy cheeks. Yeah. He has rosacea.
Echinacea.
And he lives in the street. Anyway.
So how do you out someone as being bad?
So, all right. So I think...
First of all, what class has so many movies about transsexuals, songs that are... What songs are going off rap
music?
That's
the world in the modern day, in the LGBTQ
thank you.
Society that we live in.
So let's say I'm the girl that croissant you sits beside. So secretly, we're watching, let's say, a film about a transgendered woman.
What's your name, if I'm croissant?
Oh, I'm Scone.
Okay. Or as you guys call it, Scone.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Never,
oh,
ever
shit.
Been angrier.
Oh, shit. You guys didn't react when we said Black Lives Matter, but everyone is like, Scone Lives Matter.
For 20 minutes, I yelled potato and tater, and it was fine.
So you guys say scone.
Yes.
And Britain says scone?
Yes.
Those.
And that's the only difference.
Do you think no one says scone? No one says scone?
No.
A lot more people cheered when I said Britain says scone.
London says scone.
Only London.
What?
I'm the queen. A letter from the queen. London sends its regards. Fuck me. Someone has to make better one of these. Fuck. All right, so I'm Scone.
Scone.
You're croissant.
Dude.
We're watching a movie about a transsexual woman.
What movie is about a transsexual woman?
Let's say Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I assume I haven't seen it.
Sounds about right.
I love this movie. Disgusting. I could watch this all day. I hope Disney never makes a film regarding or about the topic of what I consider evil, aka homosexuality.
I'm gonna say something.
Don't.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
Please don't.
I won't. I'm trying to enjoy
it. I confided in you.
I know. Just let's enjoy the movie. We
absolutely
have difference of opinion.
Make America great again, brother.
I don't. I think it's pretty good as it were. Namaste.
I also support Cruz.
How could you support both of them?
Whatever.
Bitter
right?
Rivals. Just...
Who cares?
You should. If you support one candidate, you should support the other. Okay. It's just, I'm going to miss the part where Hedwig gets his dick chopped off, which I think happens.
I'm not secretly gay.
Sorry?
I'm not gay.
Oh, does your hate come from a place of...
No!
Fear and insecurity?
And croissant! Is that what she's afraid of?
Interesting. I don't know if we gave her any advice, but let's give it up for croissant.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Saving
most of it yours.
The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
That was fun.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We shot Nature Box out of a cannon into everyone's mouth. It was amazing.
They all choked on the peanut butter nom noms.
There are so many funny comedians at this festival. We thought, why not bring a friend of ours out?
Yes. And I heard you guys say Ben a couple times, and that's yes, I love that you want him, and he's a great friend of ours, but unfortunately he's very, very busy. And you guys, when you chant for Ben's name, you make the other comedians who might come on the stage feel a little insecure. And this guy, I think you really are gonna like him. Don't boo, because he's one of your own countrymen. Do you understand? It's your countrymen. Do you guys get that? He was born in the small town of Kilkenny. He cut his teeth doing stand-up comedy right here in Dublin. You guys, this dude flew all the way in from the cliffs of fucking Moher. Please welcome your native son, Ben Schwartz!
really good cover, Jake.
Thanks, man.
Kilkenny reference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You told me the name of the town.
This is very exciting, huh? Look how many people are here. By round of applause, how many people are from Dublin? Yes! All right, that's not bad. And how bad is that copper place they went to yesterday?
That's absolutely unfair. I went there on Thursday.
And you said it was the best bar you've ever been to.
Honestly, it was.
Oh, I could do my I could do my mic stand work.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
yeah,
do you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's just I changed the mic stand the whole show for so it's like a little treat for us, but nobody else gets to do it.
I love it.
So like the podcast audience doesn't get to understand
right.
how much.
Well, so what Ben's doing right now is fucking with the back home.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He's sort of churning the mic stand a little bit. Okay, it's going up and down. And now he's sort of fumbling around with the clip.
See, it kills. It crushes. Wait, wait. And that way, wait, wait, wait. This is how it really works.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, yeah.
Give him a little bit of space.
You got to intro me, and I'm going to be a comic that doesn't know that his microphone is way too big for the stand.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, intro me one more time.
All right.
Intro me one more time.
Do we do the song again, or just?
No. Just intro me out. Just intro me out.
Ladies,
guys, just fucking intro me.
I was
Christ.
Okay.
He was just getting started.
Hey, all right, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Ben Schwartz.
How is everybody? Everybody good? Good?
The mic won't fit into the clip.
Oh, wait, it fits.
Do you want to do it again?
Dude, no joke. No joke. That sketch was directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
What? That was the twist y'all weren't expecting.
That was the motherfucking twist.
The twist perfect was that the fit. Bit fit?
Yeah, and I've been dead the whole time.
What?
I've been bred the whole time.
I'm actually not offended he got a bigger applause than us. I really don't care.
I did not. You guys got a great applause.
No, it was fine. It was nice.
You shouldn't, like, the fact that you even brought it up, everyone knows
it's pretty
that you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Dude, like, honestly, in your head. When you guys got the applause, I was like, oh, that's cute. Can't wait till I get out there.
Yeah, really.
That's cute. That's cute.
I saw
cute.
You whisper over to the stage manager, 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then you saw him whisper, watch an 11.
I went, the second before your announcement, I go, watch this. And then
you tried to kiss her, but you backed off a little bit.
I did try to kiss her. And she said, we don't do that here. I go, we don't do it in America either. I just went for it. A big fucking swing.
Yeah.
Big swing. A big hurly swing.
Yeah.
Guys, listen, this is real. This isn't a bit. I lived in Kilkenny for 3 months when I was in a university, and I studied sport there. So I, like, studied Gaelic football and hurley. This is a real thing. And all that stuff. So I love this country very, very much.
Yes! And me and Amir think it's all right.
Yeah, it's decent.
And man, if I could tell you the shit that Jake and Amir were saying backstage, and I said, I'm going to defend this country
to the
death.
It was mostly about Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Though.
Really?
Fuck Belfast. Fuck Scotland. I know it's not part of Northern Ireland, but it's a different country.
This is
fuck
insane.
Fuck Iceland.
Anyone that's
sort of
different from us,
similar.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Woo-poof.
Different sucks.
Guys,
we are the one.
Stage Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen.
Donald Trump.
No.
If different didn't suck, then why would you be you?
What?
You're the best because that's who you are.
You're literally saying lines from Lonely and Horny.
Thanks for watching, man.
Who was the first person to buy Lonely and Horny?
Ben Schwartz's
uncle. No joke,
uncle.
I was the very first person.
Number one purchase.
All right, Ben,
who was the first person to give it a bad Yelp review?
Also you, brother.
Yeah, baby.
And who was the first person to submit it as a restaurant?
You best start believing in ghost stories. You got in one.
I say,
we fuck you.
Wow. It was the Pirates of the Caribbean reference?
What, do you hate Pirates of the Caribbean?
Sure, the second and third ones were a little not great, but the first one...
shit.
Orlando Bloom's a hero, brother. Yes, indeed he is.
Do you want to get to a question?
Yeah.
You get that's not how shows work, right?
The host is usually not also the bartender.
Is this
I
you know this
tip,
person?
To be honest with
I
you.
Don't. We gave him a little drink earlier, and you know what they say, give a mouse an inch and he'll take a bard.
I'm almost certain that's not how it goes. All right, so in this podcast, you guys ask questions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Before you ask you a question?
Absolutely. Sure.
What's your favorite part about Ireland so far since you've been here?
Oh, you know what? So far, it's really been the people, specifically Lee, who had to pee. You're actually one of the worst people I've ever met. Honestly.
You're learning.
I hate myself and I hate you. It should feel...
Puts you in a company of two, brother.
Your Irish accent is so strong right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The drunker I get, the better it gets, my friend.
Could you imagine going to someone here who has a very thick, let's say Cork accent, really thick accent, and then comes to America and pretends to do an American accent, and how much you would hate that?
Oh, I would hate it a ton.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, Peter. I would hate her. And wager a potato.
He's back, baby.
Yes, dude. Oh,
back to the Pirates of the Caribbean shit that we
man,
were doing.
How good is Pirates of the Caribbean?
Where has the rum gone?
All right, let's hit a question. Let's hit a question. Thank you guys for having me. Happy to be here.
Do you want me to grab it? Don't be sorry. Throw your phone away.
I don't want to hear it right now, but who by hands up thinks they have the weirdest ringtone? All right.
And okay. Who's always mostly on vibrate?
Jake likes to say things to include everybody. I say the thing that makes no sense, and Jake is like, yeah, but like, who here breathes air and blows out carbon dioxide?
A tree, sad tree, walks away.
You take advantage of me.
Groot goes, I am Groot, and leaves. It's a weird reference, guys. Let's hit a commercial break.
MeUndies, the most comfortable underwear. They're made of Modal. This person needs a name, and I know usually people... They usually shout names, Mickey, but we do have somebody on stage who's very good at coming up with names.
Actually... If I can guide you in any way, this person has a very normal name.
Yeah.
Oh, a really normal name?
Yeah.
Super normal.
You want to know that guy's name?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy probably has a very normal name.
Well, let's hear the name.
Is a guy I've never met before? This guy's name
and
is...
Anything, quickly, though.
Yeah, no, I'm very good at making up names. Yeah.
I know you're good.
Especially if it's normal.
I have his name in my head right now.
All right.
It's a very normal name.
You have it in your head, but you haven't said it.
First name goes a little something like...
Like it rhymes with this, or it actually is
No,
this?
I'll, here comes.
You should just be able to say the name if it's a normal
name. Sure, okay.
Name.
So we'll
just
be glad if you'll say it. This guy's name is Sturlp. S-T-U-R-L-P. Sturlp.
Sturlp, yeah.
Last name, a napkin.
Oh! Sorry.
Still got it, baby. May take away your web series, but they'll never take away my skills to think of terrible names.
Did you say his last name was A Napkin?
A Napkin.
Yeah. All right.
Like Stephen A. Smith.
Yes, dude.
American reference.
Quite frankly,
American
dude.
Reference. Da-da-da. Stay away from me.
Da-da-da-da.
American reference.
Da-da-da-da.
Friends, Fraser, cheers. I can't be drinking this out of the bottle. That's bad.
No, you really should keep on doing it.
I'm already feeling warm.
I know. That's a good feeling, man.
Do you guys drink Jameson, or it's like because it's here? What do we think about
this? We know you drink Jameson. You actually steal Jameson.
You are Jameson. This is Jameson. He is a bottle of a man. By the way,
you're putting more light on him, which encourages him to talk more.
Me?
The audience is turning on you.
I just wanted to say, Friends, Frasier, cheers was so fast.
Yeah,
I was so impressed by that. And people glossed over it.
Wait, what happened?
I made three American references very quickly.
In the same, done away from me. He said, Friends, Frasier, cheers.
Oh, wow.
And it was really quick.
Good on you, man.
Thanks, dude. I had to borrow Jake's flannel, everybody. All right, let's get to the question. If you guys were at the show a couple days ago.
I was wearing that shirt.
I'm a high school senior guy with an outrageous bush in my butthole. Sorry, let me read the question. Let me read the question now. I should start the question.
That was just
Oh, wow, the question starts in the same way that I described myself.
Oh, you have the same problem.
I'm a high school senior guy with an outrageous bush in my butthole. Sometimes the hair pokes out when I'm standing normally.
I hate doing this show.
Because what are
Wait,
you doing?
Wait, 1 second.
What are you talking
about? It's about to get worse.
We're helping people.
We'll see.
Anyway, I want to get rid of it, but I don't know which method to use. If I shave it, it'll be prickly as a bat and annoy the shite out of me. If I use that Nair shit, it might burn my balls and hurt my ass.
True.
What's funny?
That's objectively. I don't care who you are. Burning ass?
We all have buttholes. I was thinking of layering it, but it sounds sketchy and expensive.
What does layering mean?
I don't know. I think
it's
a typo.
Have you seen Friends?
Rachel.
My anus hair has the Rachel.
Hi, can I have the Rachel? Uh-oh, not my head hair. No. Oh, no, no, no.
Or down here.
Not
watch
my ball
this.
Hair.
As you can see, I'm in quite the quandary. What should I do to get rid of my butthole hair? Thank you. Love.
Stirrup a napkin.
Stirrup a napkin. Let's
That's
give it up for Stirrup
name.
A napkin.
What do you think, Jakey?
How would you get rid of a hairy butthole? Do you have a hairy butthole? Would you even know if you had a hairy butthole?
Do not put me on blast, okay? I do not have a hairy butthole. I have a normally... There's some...
Prove it! Prove it!
Aw, these guys don't want to see my anus.
Yeah, we do. Let's see that brown eye.
I see my
Started off with a kiss. I didn't end up like ass. It was only your ass. It was only your ass.
Completely hairless.
Wow.
Are you really leaving?
Losing.
From that.
Highlight of the show.
You lost two women. I don't know why. You were just dancing.
Oh, they're high-fiving at the end. They're so happy to leave.
Straight to our tent where they will see my asshole later.
All right, what is your answer for that? What's your
How would you get rid of asshole? I have some hair around the ass. I don't know if... I guess, how would you know if that's normal? I never look at other people's ass. When you wipe your ass, sometimes do you pull hair out?
I'm going to let Jake take this one.
Do you feel hair when you're wiping your ass? Is it that close?
I don't...
How deep do you wipe your asshole?
I go all the way up to my throat.
Do you just use your hand?
I use a twig.
And you feel hair through it?
I hear hair through the twig.
That is a very
thick bush. I whip my hair back and forth.
That's what's up. You gotta own it. So you just get assless chaps.
I would fucking braid it.
Willow Smith song. Yeah.
Who's that fucking Avatar from Avatar, dude?
Dude, four sequels.
Four sequels, Jake Sully?
For Avatar they're making.
Excuse me?
They're making three more right now.
Whoa, no more insider secrets.
Sorry.
I know you're buddies with James, but you can't leak that shit before it gets on deadline. So I'll braid it down like a little ponytail.
I would dread it. I
would dread that answer.
I would dread to answer. I mean, because you wear a dreadlock, you know, you don't really wash it very often.
Of course.
So that's kind of, did you really? Oh. What's gross about an unwashed butt? You guys are so square here in Ireland.
By round of applause, how many of you guys use the bidets here?
There's bidets here?
Exactly. All right. I'm in London right now. When I'm in London, I like look at the bidet and have no fucking idea what to do.
That was really? Your sink. That was a sink.
Oh. Oh, I took a shit in my sink.
By the way, that was a water fountain.
That was a water fountain.
And it was right
you
out
were in
there.
A public mall.
Yeah, there was a series of geese that were looking at me like what is going on?
A series of geese.
Yeah.
How many is in a series?
Probably seven.
Seven geese in a series.
Yeah. What is a lot of geese called? A flock of geese?
Gaggle
of geese. This is good. Okay, good. What are a lot of lions called?
Pride.
Okay, this is. Why don't you let the audience fucking answer? What are a lot?
Gaggle.
What are a lot of ducks called?
Of course, a duck.
Oh yeah,
a duck of ducks, maybe.
So
you
know what?
Think that Irish people speak like pirates?
Is there a difference?
Yes, a huge difference.
Prove me wrong,
mate.
Imagine, if you will, a rainforest.
I'm
you're
listening.
Walking by. You're a machete. All right,
everybody close their eyes, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm thirsty. It's humid in here.
Okay.
Suddenly you pull apart a thicket. You peer in and see, oh my gosh, a lagoon, a clear water lagoon, a desert oasis in the middle of the forest.
Okay.
That's what my ass feels like. Pan out so much, you reveal that thicket was my ass hair, but the butt itself is very clean, blue water, as clear as night. That's what it feels like. I feel like I have hair around the anus, but once you get to the different skin, the little brown wrinkly eye, that's as clean as can
be. Oh my God, we are learning so much about Amir's asshole.
Do you think this guy has a hairy eye?
I feel compelled to say, keep recording. I know your hand is hovering over whatever button there is to shut him off, but just keep it going. He's about to strike gold.
Do you think this guy with a hairy butthole means he has hair on his sphincter or just the same hair that I have around the butthole?
You mean you think he has hair inside his anus?
I think that's what he means.
I think there's a very decent chance that he just has a hairy ass.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's somehow looked inside his own ass.
Okay, so for the second question in a row, thought about buttholes instead of the actual
thing. What happens?
Do you know what happens when you look... when you look inside your own asshole?
No.
You see your goddamn future.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And is it always bleak and black?
It's always bleached.
It's always bleached. Oh, I wish that was the end of the show.
All right, real quick, how would you get rid of ass hair if you happen to have a lot of ass hair?
Fire it?
Fire?
So that's the worst idea. We'll work backwards from...
we'll go from worst to best.
Lighting your anus on fire, we'll say, is a 0 out of 10. I would do just a buzzer, just around the... Don't get too close to
the hole. Correct. That's correct. He has the right answer. That's right.
Yeah, fuck you for saying no.
Would you give it a two faded up to a 4? So it looks like an Irish football
fan? You
get
something like etched into the side?
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's Anthony Mason. Yeah.
An artificial part.
Yeah.
Oh, like the two lines.
I think that's the correct answer. Or if you want to get real crazy with it, you can get like a Mach 3 and just cross your fingers, right?
Oh, that's a...
Not while you're doing it, though.
I always said that when you shave your... Like when you shave your asshole and you fart, it's like firing a gun without a silencer. I just made that up. Did that work?
Because I'll tweet it.
I like to say things for the first time after I've said I always say.
I would call a place that does Brazilian bikini waxes and sort of, I'll giggle, be like, do you guys do guys' asses?
I mean, do it.
All right.
Pretend I'm a beautiful woman that works at a Brazilian place.
Awesome.
Okay. So right. First come in and remember I'm so gorgeous.
Am I on the phone or I walk in?
How you would ever walk into a Brazilian place. All right, go.
All right.
So I'm just hanging out. I'm texting someone.
Okay. So am I calling in or am I?
You're walking in.
Of course.
Can I do a sound of the door?
And yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
Let's do like bells that are on top of the door.
I don't know. Rampy, ding.
Okay, so that was I was thinking of little jingly bells.
I gotta get that.
Okay, I was just doing a little bit of a creaky door.
All right, so ready? Creaky door, jingly bells.
Do you want to do creaky or no creaky?
Creaky door.
And the store is closed.
Oh!
You want to wait till the next day?
Yeah, let's wait till
9 a.m. the next day. I've unlocked the door.
Nighttime?
But now a fucking ugly dude is there. No, same beautiful woman.
Oh, yes, thank God.
Same beautiful woman.
Creak, meep, ding.
No, it's still a dingy jingly.
Jingly dingly?
Oh, that's good. Hey. Oh, sorry. What's your name?
How can I help you?
You have an awesome American voice.
Oh, thank you.
So, you wax pussies?
We don't like to call it that.
Oh, thank you.
We manicure people's bodies so they feel more confident in themselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what I have is a thicket of hair, pubic hair, coarse, curly pubes inside and around my anus. That's my butthole, my brown eye, where I shit out of. And I was wondering, what would the policy/monetary compensation be if you were to wax that thicket, mow it down like a Brazilian... No offense, rainforest. And make me shiny and pure as Michelangelo's David in the back.
I am so sorry. I had my eye bonus. I was listening to music. What did you say? Start
I was saying,
beginning. How are you?
Is this a pizza restaurant?
No, this isn't a pizza restaurant.
I was looking for a half pepperoni, half cheese, garlic bread, and a Greek salad.
Any.
Never mind.
Take
all right, let's get out of here.
My God, too bad that guy didn't ask me to shave his asshole. I would have fucked him.
Oh, no! Let's answer another
question. American reference!
Don't let you be. Can you do it again?
I can do many, of course.
Wow.
I'm from the country.
American reference!
Guys, come on. Let's ask a question.
One more question? No, two more? Whatever.
No,
let's do another question.
When are they going to kick us out of this tent?
Never. Does anybody? You guys having fun?
Yeah!
Who's not having fun?
Me. I'm Sherry Fitzgerry.
You raised both of your hands. All right.
All right.
Giggity giggity. That's Quagmire. He's from Ireland.
American reference.
all right, another guy's name?
Another guy's name. Is it a total normal name?
Totally normal.
Here we come, baby. Jerfery? Jerfery? J-E-R-R-F-P-H-R-I-E. Jerfery?
Everything's different.
Jerfery?
Everything's the worst one about that.
Jerfery Pinball. P-I-N-B-U-L-L.
Pinball.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Right. Hi, guys. Longtime fan. I feel like I could use some help trying to convince my GF of 5 years to do something a little on the weird
side. Gluten-free? American reference! No, that's here. We went to a restaurant with a lot of GFs.
This is so weird. This question is also about a butt.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
If it... There might have, whatever. I might have Game Boy'd like some type of butt thing.
What does Game Boy mean?
Well, the Game Boy is he was at the apartment and he was searching for silly words, I suppose.
Wait, what? What is Game Boy?
He's a character that sometimes stops by.
Oh, here.
I would be embarrassed to do it in front of Ben.
Oh, who wants to see Game Boy? Oh. And Jake is no joke blushing. He's really nervous.
Ben's a very successful funny friend of mine.
But wait, I've never even heard of Game Boy.
Yeah, no, not a lot of people have. And
all right, let me hear him. Can I be in a scene with him or no?
Like a silly. Oh, I don't know. I.
Oh, you're really nervous.
I'm quite timid about it. Sure. Yeah. Let's do a little Game Boy, I suppose. There's not really anything that he does.
Nobody. You're like a shy kid who practices all day long, and their parents are like, play. I'm like, no, whatever.
Oh, come on, Jake, tell your joke.
No, it's fucking gay, dude. Like, whatever. It's so dumb, dude. Like, you won't even like it.
I hate it.
Do Game Boy. I'll tell my favorite joke of all time if you do Game Boy.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Oh, so in comparison, he'll be really funny. Hey, if you do your shitty, weird character, I'll be great.
Jake, do your dumb fucking
do
voice
your stupid thing.
You do.
And I'll do, after years of listening to comedy, I'll do the best joke I've ever heard.
Actually, do Friends Frasier cheers again.
I do want to hear it.
Okay, I'll do Game Boy and I'll ask you to hear the joke. Is that fine?
No, I want to hear Game Boy.
Okay. All right, fine.
Oh, the Game Boy. The Game Boy wears his hat in a weird way.
Wait, let the girls get back to their seats. They're going to want to see this.
Hey, ladies.
Can my Mercedes. Game Boy. All right, here we go. Game Boy. Here we go.
Oh, he's here.
You'll never believe. All right, Jakey, let me hear.
Have you ever felt this shame?
There is no...
Everybody take out your phones and Snapchat this. I want everybody in this room to take out your phones and Snapchat the next 10 seconds of the show. Everybody. Whether you have Snapchat, yes, I want to see every phone.
You can Instagram it too if you
want. Oh, absolutely. Whether you have a video feature,
hashtag
a Snapchat.
Game Boy, hashtag best night of my life.
I'm only seeing half the phones. We'll take the time. Yes, yeah, more phones.
Oh, all the phones.
More phones.
That's good.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you.
All right, wait, don't start it yet. We'll do a 3, 2, 1, and then we'll press play.
Okay.
Ready?
Can you shut off your flash real quick?
No, leave it on.
All right, ready?
On.
3.
Makes me feel alive.
2, 1. Record.
Oh. Oh, hello. I am the Game Boy. I've come here on stage. And I'm ready to play my games.
Yeah, let's go for the Game Boy. That was not easy. I'm really proud of you for doing that.
I blacked out.
Beth loves it.
What is he hit? What is he doing? I don't know anything more about him than I knew 2 seconds ago.
Oh, you don't know that he's always coming?
No.
Yeah, right. That's his voice. He's so the guy who's always on the precipice of an orgasm. I am a Game Boy.
The world's exciting to the Game Boy. What's your best joke of all time?
I didn't write it. It's not my joke. I can't take credit for it. I think it's a joke that's been around a very long time. But I think this audience is perfect for it. All right, ready? Two whales go into a bar. The first whale says, ooh, 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 The other whale says, Charlie, you're fucking hammered. I don't know. I can't give credit. I think it's a joke. It's been around a long time. But
I actually know the long version of that. I won't do it. I won't do it.
American Netflix.
That's good. All right. I already forgot the guy. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Face. However the fuck you come up with his shitty ass names.
It's the one about assholes.
What?
Isn't it about assholes?
Yeah, I was just saying the name.
Oh. Oh, I don't remember. Does anybody remember what the name was?
Jerfrey.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
Wait, we haven't read the question yet?
Jerfrey. Yeah.
Pinball. Good memory.
Jerfrey Pinball. Oh, I'm so
like he came up with it.
I mean, it's funnier to have someone else say it back to you.
Is that how funny I am?
No.
That's it's pretty just, good. I know why I have fans.
Imagine anybody saying Pinball to you. That's nothing to do with me making it. All right. Jerfrey.
When I upload Pimble. The podcast, I'm going to cut from you saying the name to you cracking up saying, imagine somebody saying that to you.
It could happen to you.
All right, Jeffrey writes, hi guys, longtime fans, and I feel like I could use some help trying to convince my GF of 5 years to do something a little on the weird side.
Oh, God.
I've developed a weird obsession with her butt.
Hand?
This episode's called Butt.
What is that? What's that?
You don't know about the pinch?
Sorry. Wait. Sorry. I have a Snapchat for this reason. But I guess I don't know what it means. I'll save it for a bit. All right. Here we go.
All I can think about is her sweet, perfect, plump ass all day long. I literally have dreams where I'm rubbing things like oil and honey on it. The other day, I actually had a dream where I rubbed her famous cupcakes all over her ass and licked them off. Anyways, I want her to sit on my face and I just smother me with her ass until I tap out. I want a front row seat of that chocolate starfish. The one time
What is this show? It's just porno now. It's like fan fiction for your real show.
And real fiction for my fan show. Look at this fucking whiskey. I love this,
baller.
Dude. Yes, dude.
I have a sponsorship of Jameson. I have to take like a little bit every time.
Finish half the bottle, mate.
The entire bottle.
Ben would die.
That's literally asking me to kill myself.
Will you fill this up, though?
Will you fill this up for Jakey?
We're out. I'm so sorry. We don't have any more.
Really? Yeah. You downed it.
The one time I suggested it, she kind of laughed it off as if I was joking. So, how do I approach the situation? I don't want her to think I'm weird, and I know she's squeaky clean back there because I've snuck a few whiffs while we've been doing the deed. Please advise. Thank you. Wait. Love?
Jerfrey Pinball.
Jerfrey Pinball.
Jerfrey Pinball.
You want some ice, buddy?
My hands are very
cool.
Clean.
You guys get ice?
I couldn't fit a cube.
Wait,
in the bottle.
I missed the middle of it because I was.
He
laughing.
Wants to eat and smear shit on her ass, and it's his girlfriend
shit?
Of 5 years.
Shit?
No, sorry, cupcakes.
Honey.
Cupcakes, oil, and honey. not
her
shit.
Ass,
cupcakes,
not her
oil, and honey.
Not her asshole. Her ass.
Her ass.
Well, he does want to put. He wants her asshole on his face.
He wants her to sit on his her butt on his face.
I put your ass on my face.
I put your ass on my face. I put your ass. What a sweet thing, because they've been dating for 5 years. This isn't some pervy guy who wants to do it to a barista.
It's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful thing.
Celebrate
yourself.
I don't understand the fetish of putting cupcakes on it. And also, why are her cupcakes famous? Is this
Mrs. Fields.
This is Mrs.
Fields?
Fields.
Yeah.
The American reference! What is the famous? Is there a famous cookie that has a woman's name on it here or no? Mrs. Fields is as good as we're going to get. What is it? All right, and also, what's your favorite type of biscuit? Because I've heard a lot of weird ones. What's your favorite biscuit if I'm going to get, biscuits here?
Rich tea.
Rich tea
is my biscuits. Have a biscuit.
It was a big biscuit who yelled that at me. She was dunking herself in tea. Okay, I'll try it. Okay.
So this guy wants to smear oil, honey, and cupcakes, make some sort of weird concoction on his girlfriend's big, beautiful chocolate ass. Mm. He wants her to sit on his face. They've been dating for 5 years. Is it embarrassing to ask her of that?
I think he could probably do it. After 5 years, I'm sure you've done everything that you like. You have a close enough relationship where you could probably say things like that.
I've Cupcakes had a close enough weird. Relationship after 20 or 30 minutes where I've said stuff like that.
What's the weirdest thing you've said to someone on the first time hooking up with them? Truly, I'm asking you as a friend.
I don't say
pretend it. 300
I'm very,
people.
I'm here. Very silent. I am a you're shy a, little boy.
You're a little serpent assassin.
I just do things that are really, really foul. Well, I think they're hot, and I'll stand by that opinion, actually.
I think that this person can ask, but I wouldn't go as crazy as Cupcakes right off the bat.
Yeah, start with something.
Start off with oil or something.
I don't think Cupcakes is the be-all, end-all. I think Cupcakes is what he thinks about, but he's really just thinking about her ass. What he wants is
that's great. That's beautiful.
His tongue inside of her ass.
Oh, I didn't know we're going that quick.
Yeah, no, he wants her to sit on his face till he almost asphyxiates and taps out
like a wrestler.
And even then, just give me two more seconds after the tap out.
Pretend you don't feel it
till I think I'm going to Valhalla, which is in the tippy top of your anus.
I want to be Wile E. Coyote under an anvil. I want to be gone completely desperate and dead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like asses, but would you want somebody to sit on your face?
You literally ask that question like someone who really wants it. You're like, that's crazy, but like, do you find it crazy?
This is another thing.
Hot to anyone else?
This is also me at Coppers.
I'm afraid of Coppers. I'm afraid of Coppers.
Ben didn't go to Coppers. I think we should go to
Coppers. To be fair, I wasn't here yet. I didn't come until yesterday.
You're booing Coppers? Just to be clear, you're booing, which means you have been to Coppers, right? And you formed an opinion? It's shit? Does that mean you went to Coppers and you're the one person that couldn't get laid when you left?
Oh, shit! Oh, yes, dude! Yes, dude!
Sit on my face, bro!
What?
I want to taste your ass, man!
Whoa, Jake. Yeah. Jake, the last part, what you were saying...
What was over thunderous applause?
No, no, you literally.
Everyone was cheering, and I was like, fuck you, man, whatever. Be quiet.
No.
Sit down.
No. You literally said, I got you, dude. Sit on my face.
Lick
my beautiful
everyone
asshole.
Everyone was applauding so loud they didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
Saying,
well, it'll be on the podcast because we have mics. So.
No, oh. But yeah, they're okay. Yeah, yeah.
Is that music playing because we have to leave?
What time does the show end?
We started at 4:30, but fuck it. I'll drag these microphones outside, and we'll continue for another 2.5 hours.
To be fair, the speakers don't work that far.
How much time do we have? Anybody? Did he say shut up?
Yeah, he didn't want anybody
to... That's the mayor of Dublin.
No, I assume that was a positive shut up, right? Yeah. Don't nobody tell him how much time he has.
Huh? Sure enough.
Good on you. You're fine.
I got it wrong. What is it?
It said just keep going. Everything here is more relaxed. We're fine.
It's grand.
Okay, we have 10 minutes.
Ten more minutes.
Calm down. Don't worry about it. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Okay.
We're all having fun as long as it ends at 600 seconds.
Dare we answer a question that's not about asses?
We'll see if we can have one.
We have 10 minutes.
Did we answer that question?
No, but you're good. It's fine.
Yeah,
I tell that guy to go for it and take it in steps and see how it goes.
Yeah,
ask your partner.
You start at the cheek. You bite a cheek, and then you work your way in.
Oh, you know what? I was going to say start ingredient by ingredient. You rub flour on her ass. Oh, things are getting a little hot.
No,
you preheat the ass to 175.
No.
Suddenly you're rubbing. Oh, I cracked an egg. Ooh, things are getting
hot.
Cheeky. Pun intended.
No.
A little sugar, some icing. What's the icing cake?
You're focused more on actually making the cupcakes than you are getting anyone on.
Oh, we're talking about asses again?
Yeah.
Guys, for just one second, imagine that this mic stand is a bird. And watch how funny this is. Ready? Wait, what's that?
This mic's a bird.
Ready? Oh, wait. No, so for a second. Jake, say that you have a cracker.
By the way, I don't know if you guys care. I have a cracker.
Oh, not good for the podcast listeners.
That's the theme of this episode.
Doesn't it look like it's silently judging all of you? Man, my fucking prop work is on fire today.
One last guy's name,
obviously.
Jan McCool?
Sure.
Yeah?
Fionn McCool? Fun Michael?
Fionn McCool. I said it.
Yes, dude. How crazy is it that Ben's in Dublin?
It is very weird.
Yeah, it's exciting for me, man.
Yeah.
It is kind of insane. That was a quick decision.
Yeah, insane coincidence. Yeah.
I did it because of you,
you booked
guys.
Your ticket like 4 days ago.
Yeah, I bought my ticket 3 days ago.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, I'm going to have to borrow $200.
We're passing around
Ryanair
the hats.
Gets real expensive if you book it. Ryanair is all about, oh, we're so cheap up until a week before, and then we'll rip you the fuck off. And I dare you to bring a fucking bag. I dare you to bring any bag that's not your backpack. I dare you.
What's in your wallet?
No,
American
wrong.
Reference. No, sorry.
Dude. Aer Lingus, 24/7, 365.
I'm almost 20 years old, writes Fun Michael. And my parents are still signing me up to do shit without running it by me first. In fact, I think it's gotten worse over the past few months. They'll sign me up to do something, within wait a week, and then within hours of it, tell me and leave me no choice but to do it. For example, my dad signed me up to play tennis with his tennis group because they didn't have numbers. He told me like 20 minutes in advance that I was playing. I told him I couldn't and to stop signing me up for shit. But he explained that he had already told the other two players that I would fill in, which meant that if I pulled out, I'd look like a dickhead. So I agreed, only to find out when we arrived, they did indeed already have, quote, the numbers. And now there was one person too many. Seeing as they were all middle-aged men that played tennis every week together, I ended up sitting in the car for 2.5 hours waiting for them to finish the game. As I write this email right now, I've just been informed that my cousin will be coming over in a couple of minutes. And then I'm giving her an art lesson. Which they just told me I were planning on making a weekly thing. Don't get me wrong. Some of the things they signed me up for are pretty cool. But whenever
I love my fucking mom and dad.
But whenever I remind them, they say that I should, quote, take one for the team. I have these commitments that they have made on my behalf. Meanwhile, my dad's sleeping in every morning and watching Netflix all day. What should I do? Should I just refuse to do something next time they have given me a heads up? Or should I make it a rule that they have to give me at least a day in advance notice? P.S. How do I eat an asshole? Just kidding about that, P.S. The end. Love, I don't know, Fun Michael. It's late. Oh, wait, never mind. It's 6.03 p.m. Shit, I'm wasted, and the sun is out for another 4.5 hours. Let's give it up for Fun Michael. You ever experienced this? Parents ever sign you up for stuff you didn't want to do, and then you ended up either regretting it or loving it later?
When I was a kid, they signed me up for Little League all the time.
You're talking.
You're fine, dude. You're fine. You did it. You're great.
Give this guy a microphone. Oh, I'm serious.
He's actually really funny too.
Are you having a great time? I love listening. I got signed up for baseball and I didn't want to at all. And
ever.
I remember ever.
And you always did it.
No, I did it for a little bit. Anyway, DMX is here. I gotta go.
Stop. Meet me outside. Meet me outside.
That's good. That's better.
That song came out here last year, by the way.
DMX is dead.
Oh, come on. Oh, we went to a coffee shop and they played the full album of Alanis Morissette.
Don't act like you're indated.
No, but then I was home. I like cartoons a lot, and I was watching cartoons. I was like, I don't want to go anymore, and he let me stop, and it was a great moment for me.
What about you? You ever get signed up for shit you didn't want to do?
Yeah, I was for soccer, or as you guys call it, soccer.
It's amazing that you call it the American real way to say shit.
Thank you for...
Yeah, it's hard because when you're a parent, you're like a 38-year-old person, and you're like, my 9-year-old has to play sports.
Oh yeah, well, I was 6 when I got signed up for soccer.
But then when you're like 9, you're like, wait, no, I'm my own person. I get to choose and pick and choose what I want to do. But
when you were 9, you decided you were on your own.
Yeah,
I'm 30 and I barely decided recently.
Your parents still sign you up for tactics.
Guys, we're doing a fucking show.
Oh,
you're just talking to each other.
Shit. This is therapy for me.
Oh, nice.
So, at what age do you say fuck no? At what age do your parents start listening to you? This kid's. How old did he say? 20?
20.
20 years old.
20?
Parents are still signing up.
Have a quick conversation with him, right?
He did.
Oh, all right. Didn't work. I kind of zonked out in the middle of it. It was a really long email.
It's hard to be like, I don't want to give my cousin art lessons.
Yeah. Like, is he good at art? That's a question I might have.
Hold on. Let me text him. Do you guys have time?
Is he qualified
to
do that?
Comma, good at art.
And by the way, he's not being asked to do terrible things.
He's asked to wait in a car for 2.5 hours while his Potter Peter plays tennis for a few
Have to wait in the car. You could have taken an Uber. He's a 20-year-old. If he's his own person, then he can get home.
How do you guys like this rule? If you still live with your parents, you have to abide by their rules. If you live by yourself, if you make enough money or you're a student.
You sound like my fucking father.
Do you like your father?
Love your father.
My father. My dad. Hey, don't you say shit about him. My dad is
he's a goddamn saint.
My dad's a peanut. He's a walnut. My dad is a cashew. My dad is.
What does that mean?
He's a legume.
He is a legume. He is a nothing. He is no one. He is. My dad is not. My dad is charcuterie.
What does that mean?
He's not the cheese. He's not the meat. My dad is the board. Do you guys get that?
He's the little cornichon pickle that they put in a ramekin that nobody eats on the charcuterie.
My dad is the ramekin. And you better not say another fucking word about my father. Because that's not your place at all. That's my flesh and that's my blood. I come from that man. I am that man's cum.
That's our show, everybody.
What do you think about my father?
He's a fucking goblin.
See, I think you hate every daddy.
I do not. Ben's father is a hero.
He is a hero. He's
Captain
the best.
America.
He is Captain America.
Do you agree with my rule? If you live with your parents, you got to do their shit?
I kind of do a little bit. You should have some leeway as you get older, but they're still paying for your boarding and your food and everything, huh?
Yeah, if they're paying for your shit, you got to do their shit.
Well, you got to do some of the shit. You got to give your cousin art lessons because your cousin's a little fucking doofus that doesn't
know
how to
do art. Dude, are you okay?
I don't fucking like any of my cousins.
What are you, Andrew Dice
Clay? Good reason.
Wow. Wow.
Ben, my first girlfriend cheating on me with my family.
Fucked all my cousins except for me.
I want to do one Snapchat for my Snapchat.
That's a good idea. We're ending in 2 minutes. Why don't we end with a Snapchat?
So what can we do that would be fun for the whole audience to jump in on?
Then now we all sing Oasis.
Someday you will find me company the landslide.
Wait, I'll just do that.
Champagne supernova. Champagne supernova in the sky.
Thanks so much for coming to the show, everybody. And thanks to Ben for coming to Ireland.
Thank you, guys. Holy shit, we love you.
And thanks to Jake.
Appreciate
and thanks
it.
To James for doing the audio. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.